T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The fact that it's quarantine, basically, the whole year of 2020, and all these artists like Head in the Heart, even Muse said something about working on music to make a new album. I'm surprised that there's not more collaborations going on.
Between the big artists?
Yeah.
Who asks who for that?
That is a good question. If it were me, and I just got signed, I would just go straight for the top, you know? Like, hi, my acoustic song, Crazy Cat Lady, I would like to do a duet with Beyonce on this. Is that possible?
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Best collaborations. You and I both went in two totally different directions when we were doing our searching between those two songs. And I took a look at the best alternative collab songs.
Yeah, what do you got there?
I didn't like any of them.
Not a single one?
Mm-mm. I mean, they've got, of course, the super famous Run DMC and Aerosmith Walk This Way collab. That's so old.
All right, which one did you not like the least?
Which one did I? I'm confused by that question.
Well, you said you didn't like any of them.
Yeah.
So which one do you?
Well, I found the list of best collaborations.
Yeah.
This is in, like, all of music, according to Rolling Stone. I do agree with a lot of these. Like, number 10 for Rolling Stone is Santana and Rob Thomas, Smooth.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that song?
Sure do.
Do-do-do-do-do.
That took over the radio charts.
Yep. Number 8, David Bowie, Mick Jagger, Dancing in the Street. Number 6, The Beatles with Eric Clapton, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I didn't know Eric Clapton was on that. I didn't know he was on that. And I'm a huge Beatles fan. They've got, of course, the Aerosmith Run DMC one, Queen and David Bowie Under Pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And according to RollingStone.com, the best collaboration of all time, Boys to Men and Mariah Carey, One Sweet Day. You remember that song?
Vaguely.
Sorry, I never told. Yeah.
I've got a more, an interesting collaboration. I want to see if you can guess. Just like, listen to this.
I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, Miss Piggy, you're not bothering me at all. Stick around, we're gonna rock!
Oh, Ozzy, chill.
Stick around, babe. We're gonna rock the place down. Come on!
Oh, you're going to sing to me?
Yeah, me and you.
Okay, I gotta hear them. I gotta hear them sing together.
All right, can you? Opportunity I've been waiting for all my life.
Can you find a chorus in that?
Looking for adventure.
Ooh.
In whatever comes our way.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen. Take the world.
Keep going. Do they ever, like, sing together?
Or... Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen.
No? Okay.
Doesn't look like it.
So basically, Miss Piggy's just like a hype man with a rapper.
Yep.
That gets out on stage, has the mic too, and is just like, yeah, 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 uh-huh, what? And you're like, why are you out there?
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
She died of a barbiturates overdose.
No, it was the Kennedys.
What proof do you have on that?
Okay, well, actually, her neighbor saw RFK go into her house just a few days before it happened.
A few days before?
Yeah.
That has no correlation to what happened on how she died, which was a barbiturate overdose.
Well, the thing was, no one could link them together except for there and one picture that was taken at the White House a little bit before this happened.
You're going all conspiracy theorist on this. There's
documented proof
that
there was nothing wrong with her health.
Exactly, but that's why she died of a barbiturate, an accidental barbiturate overdose.
Who dies of an accidental barbiturates overdose?
She does. It's in the autopsy report.
Yeah, but the autopsy report, you think the Kennedys couldn't pay off the Los Angeles County autopsy peoples? Because I officially know what they're called.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
Sometimes this looks a little bleak, but today there's so much stuff that happened on this day in history that, like, let's just get right into it, Professor Minders.
All right.
It is Wednesday, August 5th, and tell us what happened, starting off with on this day in 2013, please.
The world's first bovine stem cell lab-grown burger is eaten in London. Bovine means cow, Jordan. Here is what they said after they tasted it.
Texture has a feel like meat. The absence is, I feel like, the fat.
I have a friend that's vegan, and she was talking about how much she loved Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe that you like Brussels sprouts. She goes, I can't believe you eat something that poops. I know.
Yeah.
Gross.
On this day in 1998, this show debuts on ABC.
Hey, welcome back to Whose Line Is It Anyway? The show where everything's made up and the points don't matter.
Is that Drew Carey?
It sure is.
Wow. Wasn't there a British version of that song, that show as well?
I think so.
Yeah. The show that made Wayne Brady the man he is today debuted on this day in 1998. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Did you ever watch that?
I loved that show.
I don't even like seeing professional improv.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nope.
Hmm. On this day in 1992, four officers of the LAPD are indicted on civil rights charges after being acquitted of beating Rodney King.
Which started a very huge thing, which is still going on today. Did you know that Rodney King is dead?
I did know that. He had a weird death.
Yeah, yeah. He drowned in his swimming pool exactly 28 years to the day that his father was found dead in his bathtub.
That's so strange.
I know.
Just like Whitney Houston and her daughter both dying in bathtubs. What are the chances? On this day in 1987... the FCC rescinds the Fairness Doctrine, which required radio and television stations to present controversial issues fairly. Here's a former FCC chairman on what he thinks about that.
Without the Fairness Doctrine, you could have the one side with the most money to purchase the ad and to dominate the dialogue by the fact that they had a deep pocket. No responsibility to the listeners of that station to assure that the dialogue is balanced, that the other side is presented. That is what scares me without a fairness doctrine.
Okay, cool. So it makes sense. On this day in 1987 is when it all went to hell.
Yes.
And our news became what it is today.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1987.
On this day in 1975, the Runaways are formed, which happened to be the first all-female hard rock group. Here's what the Runaways had to say about themselves.
We never had to push the envelope.
Yeah.
I mean, we just had to show up.
Right. Exactly.
It was everybody else that was freaked out by stuff. We were just being us.
That's my type.
Oh.
That's my type. Oh, Joan Jett. First band ever. Lita Ford. Actually, the very first girl group ever to tour was a group called the Hamilton Sisters. You and I love those old groups.
Yeah.
Do you know the Hamilton Sisters?
I've heard of them before. Yeah.
1927, they toured the world. And by the way, women of color. So the first girl group to tour musically all over the world, women of color.
Hmm. On this day in 1966, Martin Luther King Jr. is stoned during Chicago March. Here's what MLK had to say after the fact.
We have stood up for nonviolence with all of our hearts, and those who will make this peaceful revolution impossible will make a violent revolution inevitable.
He was there in Chicago to protest the inequality as far as housing for blacks and whites in Chicago. Just doing a peaceful protest like he was known to do, you know, MLK Jr. I don't know any protest that he ever did where he was just like, all right, guys, let's get some guns and like F stuff up. No, peaceful protest. 700 white protesters come at him and his group of peaceful protesters throwing bottles, bricks, and rocks. this peaceful protest. Why you gotta beat up on the little guy? Come on, he's just trying to do everything by the book. He was quoted to say after he got over everything, MLK Jr., after being stoned, not high, but literal stones thrown at him on this day in 1966. He was quoted to say, I've been to many demonstrations all across the South, but I can say that I have never, ever seen, even in Mississippi and Alabama, mobs as hostile and hate-filled as I'm seeing in Chicago. That's powerful.
Mm. On this day in 1962, Marilyn Monroe dies. She's 36. Here's a newsreel from that.
One of the most famous stars in Hollywood history is dead at 36. Marilyn Monroe was found dead in bed under circumstances that were in tragic contrast to her glamorous career as a comic talent.
She didn't even want to be a comedy talent. She didn't want to be a comedic actor at all. She wanted to be a serious actor who studied at like the most prestigious acting schools in New York after landing a couple roles. And she just never got taken seriously. Like super typecast, and then just had to be stuck in that typecastness. She was battling anxiety and depression before she did pass away. But there's a whole JFK, RFK angle here. I mean, she was his side chick. A couple months before, in May, she did that happy birthday, Mr. President thing, which was apparently embarrassing. But the theory is that when she was at the White House hooking up with him, you know, because she could do whatever she wanted, him too, I guess, she apparently took a diary from JFK that had some important info about wars and his affair with her. And she liked him so much, she wanted him to break up with Jackie O. Yeah. And she kind of held that, allegedly held that above him. And by the way, her last phone call before she died, the night that she died, was to the White House.
I heard that the Secret Service was instructed to remove any long blonde hairs they found in the White House so Jackie wouldn't find them.
Is that true?
I read that in a Marilyn Monroe JFK book. That's what they said. And it was a pretty credible source, so I think I believe it.
Have you ever had random hairs that you have no idea how they got in there, into your apartment or house?
There's a major instance between my wife and I on something like that, yes.
Oh, shoot. Let's move on. All right, I didn't know Marilyn Monroe would spark that kind of...
Also on this day in 1962, Nelson Mandela is jailed, which lasts for 28 years. Here's his words on being in jail.
It is only when I was in jail that I discovered that sitting down to think is an important part of your political program.
What happened to get him put in jail?
They claimed he was trying to sabotage the government and try to overthrow it, and that's illegal. They didn't like that, so they jailed him.
Wow. 28 years in jail.
On this day in 1926... Harry Houdini spends 91 minutes underwater in a sealed tank before escaping. How? Magic?
I guess. See, I've always said never marry a magician. Because if anybody can disappear on your ass, it's a magician. Like whoever, I don't know if Chris Angel is married or not, but if he is, you need to think that a little bit. Because he could just be like, I'm here, poof, gone. Be on top of the Luxor in Vegas.
On this day, 1921, was the first play-by-play radio broadcast of a baseball game. And here's Harold Arlen talking about it, who was the first one to do that.
To me, it was just like watching a regular ball game and announcing what happened. If we had known that we were really starting a history, we'd have made some notes.
Well, I'm glad that they decided to do that, because listening to the baseball game on the radio without a play-by-play announcement, probably pretty boring. You're like, what happened? Thank God for that now, too. I can't believe that they pump fake sounds into stadiums for the baseball games. So weird. It's so weird. Somebody's literally DJing MLB baseball games right now. How do I get that gig?
That'd be pretty amazing. Do they get to choose like the level of the booze and the amount of cheers?
Well, it's all based on what happens in the game. I watched the Royals last week. And I saw exactly that. There's nothing in, there's no people in the stands. It's all giant cardboard cutouts, right? And so there's still sounds that make it sound like it's a regular game. Like, why can't they just play to the silence of the sound of the ball hitting the bat and stuff? Why do they need people going? But to answer your question, yes, it all goes along with whatever excitement is happening with the baseball game. So, you know, if like the pitcher hits the person that's hitting the batter, it's like boo. So somebody is literally DJing MLB games.
What if they make a mistake and they accidentally press the boo when someone like hits a home run?
Then we know what team they're rooting for. Hmm.
On this day in local history, in 1901, the Kansas City Crystal Palace burns to the ground.
I remember reading about this in the history books. Mm-hmm. They built this for something big that was coming. Wasn't it the,
yes,
the fair?
Some big exposition that happened, and President Grover Cleveland actually came and visited it. And less than 14 years later, it was in ruins, and it was slated to be demolished. And a week later, it burned down.
All right, maybe it isn't this, and damn it, I wish I had this information with me because now I look like an idiot. But there was something that we built here in Kansas City that was huge and prestigious, and it burned down.
I think this may be it. This is like the 18th and Vine District, and it was for one of the huge things that...
But the city came together and rebuilt it in, like, record time.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Isn't this? Damn it. Oh, great, great. All right, I'll figure that out, Bus Family, and I'll have the answer to that coming up around 6:50. No, I wanted to make sure to be able to get that information because I know there was something super historic that was for a big, important reason, and then it burned down, and Kansas City came together, and people did basically what I want to do to Sauer Castle, fix it all up so it could be ready in time for the thing that they needed it for. I'll look that up. Again, I'll have the answer for you coming up in about 10 minutes with that. But while I'm doing that research frivolously, will you tell us the unofficial holidays, please?
It is Traffic Light Day. The first electric traffic light was installed in Cleveland, Ohio on this date, and it was actually manually operated.
Wow. Could you imagine that job?
I would love that job.
I still feel like that job happens. Like there's somebody with a camera that's like, oh, here comes Jordan Silver. Red.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Now I'm going crazy.
You couldn't find any information on this?
I cannot. I even went through my own personal notes. I'm creating this giant log of things that happened on this day in history in Kansas City. Huge, huge file. Can't find it in there either. But I'm going to go insane if I can't get the answer to this because I swear this happened here in Kansas City. On this day in history,
1901, when the Kansas City's Crystal Palace burnt to the ground.
I remember reading something somewhere that there was a building that was super ornate being built for something very, very important happening here in Kansas City, late 1800s, maybe early 1900s. Okay. It was being built for something like either a Democratic or the Republican convention coming here. It was super ornate. Something happened and it caught on fire and it almost was completely destroyed. But there was no time between when that happened and when this event was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That they were like, great, now we have to cancel this. But the city came together, like Kansas City always does, and were able to donate time and their efforts and money and rebuilt it in time for this historic event. There's got to be a Kansas City historian that is awake right now at 6:45. Come on, this is when historians wake up. This is when our brains go, yeah.
Somebody's got to know.
I don't see the answer in the text line at all. If this is ringing any bells, because I thought it was...
Crystal Palace. You said it's not it.
I looked at that. I couldn't find any information, but I do remember it being like windows and something that I remember going, that burned? How? Ugh, this is going to kill me. If you know what we're talking about, please text us, 913-576-7965, because this is going to bug me, and I'm sure it's going to bug a lot of members of the Buzz family, not knowing the answer to this, especially being a local history thing. Yeah. There is a Facebook group called Local Kansas City History Bluffs, and I've got an APB out to help me with that. All points bulletin.
Okay.
Everybody in Kansas City, drop what you're doing right now and help me figure this out. Please, whenever I get the answer to this, I will break into the radio. No, forget it. No. Shut up, head in the heart. Shut up. We're going to talk over this. Somebody sent it to me. Yes, I've got it here.
What is it?
It is the... Shut up, honeybee. I think it's illegal for me to talk over the song, by the way. The original convention hall opened to the public in February 1899, but April 4th, 1900, the Confession Hall burned down to the ground. 3 months just before the Democratic Convention was scheduled to take place, citizens came together with financial contributions and fixed it. So it was... Is this still playing? Good. It was the original Convention Hall in Kansas City. Oh, someone named Brandon was the first to get that. Thank you, Brandon. Oh, my God. I love you now. I'll shut up. Oh, and, yeah, here we go. I told you I was going to break into the song. I told you.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I feel like a loser because I don't have a car. I'm 38 years old, and I have to bug my friends and my bestie to give me a ride in the morning.
So why is your car constantly causing issues and problems with you and constantly abandoning you and leaving you stranded all the time?
I don't know. Ask my car. Sorry. I'm mad at it. You know what I like about older cars is that you don't have to be some kind of, like, programming wizard to be able to understand what the hell's going on. You know, like, if the brakes go out, the brakes go out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got a car that's basically all digital, the brakes could work fine, and then it says, hey, it's gone out. You can't drive this anymore. And you're like, bitch, it just worked. What the hell? You know? You can't... I don't know how to hack that stuff.
What's your number one requirement in a new vehicle, if you were to get one?
I kind of have a thing, you know, where you... Something that... The theme... with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that every car I've ever had has been a convertible, even when I lived in Seattle for 7 years, which was really dumb. People were like, I'll walk. And I'm like, oh, no, I'll give you a ride. They're like, oh, no, I will walk. Your car stinks. One little issue somewhere in the convertible top. And in Seattle, my car smelled so bad.
So the
convertible. I love convertibles.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Do you know how amazing it is to drive around in a convertible with the weather like this right now?
I realize that, but the weather isn't like this year-round. You get a few days of the year that you can actually utilize putting your soft top down.
No, there's a couple months. There's a couple months that you can... I mean, not now when it's the dead of summer. No, you put your convertible top up. But, you know, when spring happens, you can kill two birds with one stone. You can get your ass somewhere, and you can get a tan. You know how I like to multitask. Boom. There you go.
You know what is possible? You can get a reliable, cheap vehicle, save money, and rent a convertible for the days that are beautiful.
Oh my God, that's so much work. Can I just have one in my garage? Convertible, yes. I mean, you know cars. You are my car guy.
I know a lot about cars.
I really don't want your 30-year-old Volvo idea. That's just not my... bag, you know, like I'm single, mm-hmm. So I gotta keep up my appearances to make it look like I'm held together and successful, because on the inside is all just screaming.
Do you use your convertible as a pickup line?
You know, when I bought the Porsche when I was in Atlanta, I did,
mm-hmm.
or I tried to, but then I realized very quickly that it does not go from... It isn't really like a chick mobile. Really, people just want to race you at red lights. That's it. Oh. You get someone, you're sitting there just trying to listen to this acoustic Jewel song with the top down in your Porsche, and then you look over and some guy's like, let's go, bitch! And I'm like, I just want to listen to Jewel. Leave me alone. And then I would burn their asses, by the way. We used to race on top of Mulholland, too. That was dangerous.
Sounds dangerous.
It was. Mulholland is the road at the very top of the Hollywood Hills that is windy, and there are basically no guardrails, and the fall is just fall off literally a mountain. We used to race cars up there. That was fun. Jumping trains was nothing. Racing cars on Mulholland. Mm-hmm. But no, convertible. I need a convertible. That's what I need. I want, that's like my one thing. Because I've always had a convertible. Ooh, if I had a nickname, it would be Convert-a-Girl.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Convert a girl. That feels like it works on other levels.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the bus.
We've got to worry about so many things with this COVID thing, and that just reminded me of a story I saw that said, does secondhand smoke, can you get coronavirus from secondhand smoke? And I was doing some research. I found out that secondhand smoke is detectable up to 23 feet from the source. So one website is saying.
Jeez. I know when we were driving looking for the cars yesterday, we were in our car and we could smell the person in the other car next to us smoking.
Yeah. And that happens all the time. Ugh. As a non-smoker, like getting a whiff of someone smoking is so nasty. Honestly, There was this one time, I was driving behind someone and I saw a big puff of smoke and I was too close. So I was like, all right, great. I'm going to inhale that. Awesome. Thank you so much. And when I went to breathe it in, it smelled like cotton candy.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, so they're vaping cotton candy. Like, just smoke off cigarettes for crying out loud. Come on. But there's a story about if secondhand smoke can possibly give you coronavirus, because now we got to be worried about everything.
Yeah, well, they're saying that the secondhand smoke itself won't, but when you smoke a cigarette and then blow out...
Thank you for the example.
You're blowing out all those giant droplets and particles that are in the air, because I'm assuming you're not blowing the smoke into your mask.
No, but I did see someone downtown smoking with a mask on. Very proud of that person. I guess that's how you protect yourself from the...
Did they have a little hole in their mask, or did they remove it each time?
I couldn't... No. Oh, through the mask. Through the mask.
Sucking through, like, an extra filter?
Yeah, that's amazing. It's like the damn Marlboro mask.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
7 a.m. news recap. An Alabama principal made a cover of Can't Touch This with a coronavirus parody for his students. Remind them to social distance.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. That's going to be stuck in my head all day.
Yes. And a post office vehicle was on fire, caught fire last month, and they are sorting through all the water damaged and burned mail, and they will contact you if they have any of their mail that's meant to get to you.
You think somebody got a birthday card in that? From, like, grandma who always sends cash.
Oh, you know there is. Worlds of Fun is closing after Labor Day this weekend, which means Halloween Hunt and Winter Festival canceled. Nothing happening. And Chipotle is off launching a new line of clothing, which is dyed using leftover avocado pits.
Which is in the middle, and that's not a giant piece of wood like
no,
I thought.
No, it's not.
Okay, what about 8 o'clock, Chris? What do you got?
Well, a Georgia elementary school started on Monday, and on Tuesday, a second grader tested positive for COVID. The classroom was closed for deep cleaning, and they're pretty much reevaluating everything that they're doing.
Oh, this is what's going on right now. People are like, I don't want to send my kid. Have you seen the videos of people calling the school to say that they want to have their child excused from attending school?
I've seen a few of those.
So that they can, you know, work from home, basically, and do it virtually. It's so funny when you find out that the videos are being made by parents whose kids are actually the teachers.
Oh.
All right, Miss Bliss. Miss Bliss is not going to... Wow, that was a Saved by the Bell reference from the 80s. What else in news?
Prairie Village City Council has voted Monday to draft a private property noise ordinance as teardowns continue to happen all over the city. One woman had 6 teardowns within 50 yards of her home where they've been dealing with construction noises from 6 a.m. 7 days a week.
Yeah. Wait, there's, like, laws about that?
There's laws about that.
Because you saw what they're building on top of my apartment, basically.
I sure have. Are they following any of those rules?
Are you kidding? Good to know.
They want to move it where you can't start working until after 8 a.m.
Yeah. Well, no, they start at 8. Hmm. Ugh. On the weekend, that really sucks. Anyway, keep going. What else about news?
People are playing video games quite a bit during this pandemic. And Grand Theft Auto 5 had the second best ever quarter for new player acquisition since it launched 7 years ago.
So either people are happy and playing Animal Crossing and just being like, boop, doop, boop, doop, doop, or they're pissed and they want to shoot up things and they're doing it safely in a video game, Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, responsibly.
Hey, as long as you're doing it in the video game, that's all that matters to us. That game's old, too.
It's about, we are waiting for GTA 6. They say it should be out 2021, maybe, 2022, 2023. But
yeah, same as the Avatar movie. A second Avatar movie. It's just never coming out. All right, what else with news?
A club in Long Island decided to find a way to get around its COVID restrictions for hosting a band show. They required you to buy a chili cheese dog to get in so they could be classified as a restaurant and not a music venue.
You know, there's so many campaigns to help out smaller venues that are closed right now because they're following the rules and they're doing this because they know that it's their responsibility. And then there's clubs like that.
Chili cheese dogs.
Yeah. To bend the rules so that they can have bands play. But then you've got, like, the good venues that are all around here that are closed. Well, we're just going to have to make sure that place in New York does not get any of those relief funds.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On the Buzz.
Oh, I love that song! I want to just sit in the... Boom, 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 boom. Well, I'm so glad that we played that.
I'm surprised we do, but I'm glad we do.
Yeah, Run the Jewels. Just look at all those slave masters. Something on your dollar. So good. Originally, when we started playing that song, we were getting it scheduled into the system at like 6:05.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a little too early for boom, boom, boom. But now I'm awake and it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love our 6 a.m. bangers, but this is more of a wide awake jamming song.
Yeah, this is one of those ones that will definitely wake you up when you finally. But you have to be prepared. You have to be ready. You have to be awake to go from a song like The Killers when you were young, that's guitar and drums, and then just straight into boom, boom. Good morning. It's 8:04 on the buzz, and boom, boom, boom. We actually listened to some rap this morning, Chris, you and I.
Yeah, I had some on my burnt CDs and the CD player on the way in so we can enjoy some nice, clean rapping.
Mm. My car is dead, Buzz fam, so Chris is doing me like the solidest of solids and picking my loser ass up every morning.
This is the third day in the row now that I've picked Jordan up because her car keeps failing her because it's so unreliable.
Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier about what kind of car I want, and people started texting in different kinds because I love convertibles. And some of them were good. Some of them were not good. Some of them, I don't want the car that they are excited about on The Price is Right. You know what I mean? Like, the only reason that people are ever excited about that kind of car is because the guy on The Price is Right goes, and you could win a new car! It's like, yeah, a Kia Soul, that's the only time anybody's ever excited. Mm. It's when it's on. That's the only time anybody's ever cheered.
And it's usually a base thing. You have to pay the taxes on it.
Yeah. Oh, so many stipulations that we don't know about with these game shows when we watch them from the comfort of our house with no bra on. But we were listening to rap in your car this morning, Chris, and I was super excited to like rap along with it. It was a song that you and I know, and
you got some of the words correct, but
no, I got them all correct. Your music was missing some of the words.
No, mine was the clean version because I have a daughter in my car.
Your daughter's 10 months.
Do you realize that I basically have a $1 billion artificial intelligent computer sitting back there that is processing and learning everything about the world around it, including words and music that it hears?
I sure do. But you don't have those swear words. We're in your car just hanging out, listening to it, and I'm getting ready to like rap this dirty, 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 dirty ass rap that you have. You have the song. So this censoring of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put this all on me. You have the song. You downloaded this dirty ass song. You just downloaded the clean version of it.
I have to get into the habit of it now. Otherwise, it'll be disaster in a couple years and words start coming out of her mouth.
I respect that. I do respect that because I remember this one time my parents and I were going to church. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we did, but we had to go to church in dress-up clothes, too. And I put in the Rage Against the Machine self-titled CD.
On the way to church?
On the way to church. And so it gets to the part in Killing in the Name where it goes, blank you, I won't do what you tell me. But it is saying the actual word. And my father, it was like the most perfect dance I've ever seen in my life. My father was driving. The part is going just over and over and over again. F you, I won't do what you tell me. And my father, without even batting an eye, pushes the button to eject the CD, pushes the button to roll down the window, and flings it.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
Kenny Hoopla's singing in that song makes me want to cut my head off. And I don't care. God, I have to turn that down every time it comes on in the studio. His voice just hurts. Kenny Hoopla, how will I rest if I'm buried? Blah, 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 blah. Jordan Silver, Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. Last week, Chris, for penance, you had me write out a sentence on a piece of paper 200 times.
Yeah.
And sure, that's fine. But the problem with that was that there's a word that I can't spell in the sentence you had me write 200 times. So I just have 200 versions of me spelling a word incorrectly. And that is because we don't get a little red squiggly line when we screw up writing stuff on pieces of paper.
Has autocorrect hindered our brains, you think?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it just even your phone knows what you want to say, it just fixes it for you. It does. It's like, hey, idiot, no, you mean restaurant, not whatever the hell you just typed. I'm bringing this up because there's a couple things that people, you know, the people that are like really upset when you use the wrong there.
Oh, I sure do. Or your.
Or your.
And your.
Your and there. They get very, very, very upset. There's one that is not as popular as that that boils my blood. I've got one too.
Ooh.
And I see it all the time by very smart people too. They make this mistake and we have got to explain the right one, please. This is what we have to do in life. We have to pass on the knowledge of which one of these is the correct one to use in a sentence. Because to me, it seems so obvious.
Is it easy to remember?
It should be. I don't know how people are making this mistake because they're inversing the way that they use these words. And because of that, it's inversing the meaning. And then your sentence doesn't make any sense. It'll all make sense, hopefully, right after this.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I just see this so much, and I barely can speak English. I don't know how I got this job talking on the radio. English is my first language, but I love to tell people when I'm stuttering and I can't get out what I want to say. I love telling them that English is my second or third language. Hilarious, because then you can kind of give yourself a little bit, a little bit of slack there. Truth is, it's my first, and sure, I did okay in school with English class and grammar and everything, but that was 155 years ago, and I don't remember a lot of stuff. Our phones fix everything for you today. They put punctuation where it should be. With the iPhone, I noticed yesterday, this has probably been going on for a while, but when you finish a text, before you hit send, some certain words will sparkle, and that means that there's an emoji that you could use instead. Just tap this, and there's an emoji. So, our phones totally know what we're doing, even more than we do. So that's why I don't understand people making this simple grammatical error.
But it's so close to each other. I can understand why, though.
But if you say it out loud, then it doesn't.
No.
Yes, huh? Okay, we're talking about the words apart, A-P-A-R-T, and a space part. I see those used incorrectly 50 times a day. Thank you for being a part of this great movement in history, APART. I'm like, I thought I was for this, but you're not using the right word, because apart,
when it's together,
means separate,
away from something.
Right.
And when it's
spaced,
split apart, it means part of something bigger.
How is that confusing? I say it out in a sentence. Thank you for being a part of this great movement. Thank you for being a part of this great movement. Easy!
But now you're going into vernacular where it sounds, because when I was in fourth grade, like, I had this. I have this. I can understand it. It's such a simple mistake that if not people use it incorrectly, eventually it'll make it correct.
No. We are not going to go back and change the right way of a part just because some people can't say it out in a sentence before they type it. I mean, I'm talking very important emails from very important people. I see it on news websites sometimes, too. I'm like, what? How is it so hard? A space part. Included in something.
How do you remember this? And how can you teach others to make sure that they never forget the difference between the two?
Well, that's what I was in the middle of doing right now until you said that. A space part. Just say it out in a sentence. Thank you for being a part of. See, if you say it real fast, a part of.
I don't know which one you're saying, though.
A part of. A part of. They're so different. A part of, if it's included together, just make sure that you're talking about the separate one. If there's a space, you're talking about being included. A part of.
So if I'm going to be a part of a group that's apart from you.
Okay. Test me. Test me, bitch. Let's go. If you're going to be a part of a group that I am a part of.
That's apart from you.
All right. Type the sentence out for me.
Okay.
A part of a group that's apart from you. Let's work it out. So what are you trying to say with that? Because I need to know what you're trying to say to be able to use the correct terminology.
Okay, I'm going to hang out with a group that's not with you. I'm going to be a part of a group that's apart from you.
Right, then it's so easy. The first one is a space part. I'm going to be a part of a group that's apart from you. Isn't that easy?
It is, but it's such a simple thing, just the space, that I can understand how it gets flipped and flipped-flopped.
Yeah, but you're also the kind of person that puts X in espresso.
One time.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.